Austin, Gomez, standing by, Mission Inspection, ARP, RC, Max.
KB at SWR, VHF net is connected. Network is connected. Max, KB at SWR.
All right, good afternoon, Jeff. KB8SWR, that's in the log, and thank you for hooking up the VHF. This is it.
Tech Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec will be in and out.
Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, thank you, sir. Before we begin, we see a few updates out to Austin, November, standing by Michigan Section ARP, RC. November, my control station for the Michigan Avatar Radio Public Service Corner. This happens every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on an air frequency of 39832 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, maximum 5 and 72 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link receivers, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning North Carolina, Michigan, including various NPS and cellular. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from your ship. To this, to Lake Delta, after November, my name is Max, and I'm the Jewish Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-MAC group, I have the following stations listed. KBU, RHP, KBH, TTV, KH, JBD, NH, WRO, KB8, SWR, and KE4, ZYQ. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the MAC, please call now.
Tech Control, this is Kilo Echo 8 with the Uniform Officer. That's Kilo Echo 8 with the Uniform Officer.
Kilo Echo 8 with the Uniform Officer. I have you in the log, sir. Next station. Are there any relays? right, hearing that, we'll get started here. Just a couple of quick notes. I said we had a pretty good turnout for the set yesterday. Thanks for those who came out to play and all over the state. We got the final reports in. I think there were just over a couple dozen that were turned in, and we'll be going through those in the next couple of days doing the scoring. Please don't ask. I'll get them out within the next week, I think, is when I'm going to score. So I'd like to be able to get the results out in time for the work group meeting on Thursday, which is the other items on my to-do list here are things I was going to talk about. So to say, work group meets on Thursday, and this being October, it's an afternoon meeting. So with that, we'll go ahead and we'll move our way down the list. First up, we have KB8RHC to be followed by WDA-TCZ. Mr. Brett, how are things down in District 9?
Good afternoon, Max. Thanks for running the net. Things in District 5 are, they seem okay. I did have an EC meeting, or a District 5 EC meeting, past week on Monday. I had a pretty good attendance, and I was going to send you some notes on that, but I just haven't got to it because we've been out. My wife and I have traveled since Wednesday, so I'll put those together and get them sent up to you. But other than that, not too much been going on, really. We've had a couple events, like just supporting some races and that type of thing, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, some of those counties. But other than that, it's been pretty quiet. Siren test for Calhoun County this Saturday, waiting to get the results from that so I can get those reported. Been pretty quiet. Had this trip planned for, we went up to Wilderness State Park this last 5 days, so kind of wasn't able to participate in the set, so I'm hoping I'll be able to put together a good group and some good effort towards the So that's all I got, Max, to give it back to you for running that. This is KB8RHC.
All right, KB8RHC, KB8DM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, good. Glad to have you back, and thanks for putting a meeting together for District 5. Also, thank you for loaning out the Allegan County guys. We had two of the folks from there, James and Randy, came in, and Randy actually got some pointed up on his tennis court when we were in the SEOC yesterday. Good to have a couple extra hands in there. Which, cheap plug, if anybody's interested in coming into the SEOC to volunteer, drop me a note, and I'll be putting a note out shortly through the DECs looking for folks who are interested in participating in there. Next, let's go up north to WDA-TCZ, and then we'll go back south to KHABD. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Roger City?
Well, KHADLN out of Michigan ARPSC, that's WDA-TCZ in Roger City, where things are for the most part today very summer-like, very pleasant. We're in between the EMs up here. Our last one resigned to take a position with, I believe, Montmorency County. Last I heard of a local paper, Fresno County is talking to Alpena about sharing one, somewhat similar to what they do in Sheboygan, Charlevoix, and Emmett. No word on the progress of that yet. Nothing doing on the SET front. My availability going into it was somewhat in question. It turned out it would not have been an issue, but you don't know that until the last minute. And I've consistently over the years had a hard time drawing it out, so we'll let that one go by. On the NTS front, MaxNet is still in existence, believe it or not, still functioning, sort of. 7233 most days at 11 o'clock local time, if adjustments are necessary due to propagation or other activity on the band, we will announce that on the reflector. And for that net, I also, because I have the ability to do it, transmit simultaneously on 60 meters channel 4 when that's open, which is most days, just in case propagation is not favorable on 40. It does pretty well on 60 that time of day. MITN is doing all right at 39.53, 7 o'clock in the evening. participation and traffic numbers are down on both, but we're still there and we're still hoping for better days ahead. That's about it from here. Back to you, WBATQZ.
Okay, well, thank you, Mike. WBATQZ, KEATM, Michigan Junction, you're out here on CNET. Nice to hear things are going well up there. Hopefully you'll have an EEM in the office there soon to work with and get the things going back in the office. No problem on not being able to participate in the census here. Things happen, and you never know, as you said, until the last minute sometimes, whether you can pull it together or not, or whether you're going to have the capacity or the time to be able to do it. That's just the way it happens sometimes. Let's see, we'll go next to K8KDD, followed by N8WRO. Mr. Jim, I know you played yesterday.
KADON in the net, this is KJDB, Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Yeah, it's been a busy weekend for me. We did the SET in the morning. We had three general purpose teams for the group. One is the depot and two aid stations, and we had two hospital teams operating. So that was keeping me kind of busy there, plus the other guy in the EOC with me, Mr. Bemis, was also very busy with one link and all the other stuff, picking up the injects there and maintaining contact with the DEC, John. So it was fun. We enjoyed it. People seemed to have a good time. And other than that, we had shut down a little early, unfortunately, because we also had a siren test. Last of those of the years that we made it through all of the sirens at least once in the county, like 90-some of them. And that's always good. Every year we find a few that are not functional, so we keep those up to date. And that's one of the things that the EM man really focuses on making sure that we have all those sirens going and as many of them as possible, which is always good. And then, of course, this morning I cranked out at 6:30, drive for about an hour to do a course for a completely unrelated hobby of mine. Got back about 3, so it's been a real busy weekend for me, and I'm looking for a little downtime. I'm technically retired, so, you know, whatever. Anyway, it's good for me to stay busy and keep plenty of irons in the fire and lots of different kinds of things going on. Anyway, thanks, Max, for running the FET there. Enjoyed it. And thanks for running the net tonight. So with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, KAJBD, KEAQN, Michigan Section, ARPRC now. Well, as I said yesterday during the hot watch, and I usually say it once or twice while we're planning these things and announcing it, the credit goes to the guys who put the plan together for it, trying to come up with all the new ideas and everything. I think all the stuff going well. Hats off to Randy Williams, Matt McCormick, most, I think almost all the DEC participated. Graham Harris, UT, Bob Turner, he's also off in the UT. We're playing around in this. Two-thirds of Open District 6 as well was part of the planning team. So a lot of hands got into coming up with some neat ideas for it. And, do appreciate their creativity in helping put it together, and so glad it was possible. Okay, before we go further down the roster here, I'm going to take a standby and see if there's anybody who would like to join the Michigan section of the CNET. If so, please call now.
Whiskey Bravo 8 to Tango Kilo Lima.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Hey there, Dan. KG9, I also got you in there as well. Next station, please. Are there any relays? Any other stations, please call now.
Not sure if you got me, Max. Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot.
I did not. We may have doubled on each other there. Got you in the log now, Ron. All right, one last call. Anybody else before we continue? Okay, we'll move along then, and let's see. Next up, we did have NAWRO to be followed by TB8SWR. Mike, you're up for comments, sir. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, you're up for comments, sir.
Yes, thank you, Max. The name here is Tim, Tango India Mike. I'm part of the Macomb County group. Dave's our EOC, and I'm one of their AECs. We had a really good set deployment this time. We had 27 deployed in the field, and as opposed to 13 last spring. And we appreciate the curveball you sent us that DMR was down. We were able to use DMR Event 1 for our dispatch channel. It was just a good set. We were able to use our county EOC for, as far as I know, the first time, or at least in a long time. And just like to touch base on the postcard project again, total of 80 cards out, and that's since September 1st. Because of that project, we've had recently five new members since September 1st. The postcard project's been going on since July. And I'd just like to, before I give it back, a shout out to, I believe, our net controller for the set, KE8WUO, John, is in your lineup, and he did an outstanding job. With that, I'd like to send it back to you. N8WRO, Macomb County, back to net.
All right, NAWRO, KEDLN, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. Apologies on botching the name there. I heard Mike when you were spelling him, and that's what I wrote down. So, sounds like you guys had a great set. Wow, that's quite a step up in the turnout for your team, and that's wonderful to hear. And also nice to hear the continued progress on the postcard topic. I hope that continues to go well for you all. And we'll hear all about net control activities from Mr. John in just a couple moments. First, we'll go to TB8SWR, and then we will be followed by TB8WUO. Let's see, Jack, how are things going?
Not too bad, Max, and everybody in the net. Not sure why people were saying DMR was down, because it wasn't. The statewide one is not dedicated to the SCOC, so you really got to sign up to the email list and so you keep abreast of what's going on in DMR, because they're having the event channels and whatnot. So it's pretty important you go to mi5.tc and sign up to the remailer group. Didn't participate much in at all, pretty much, in the SCT. Was basically cleaning out a Silent Keys residence, WAYUC, that passed away 2 weeks ago. So had other obligations to get taken care of, but did supply some support to what was going on. I'm glad it worked out. Would have hoped we got more participation across the network from the UP, but that's a work in progress. So back to you, KBSW.
All right, thank you for the comments. KB8SWR, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. Yes, we made an assumption, which is not a safe thing to do, that statewide one would be available. We know it's not allocated permanently, and there's two statewide channels. And at any rate, we were able to get things straightened around, and made a note for going forward. It's something in our after action report in some writing. Which will be just to ensure that we've got a good channel reserved before, or talk group reserved before we go in. Let's see next. We go to KB8WUO, and then to be followed by KB8TKL. Mr. J, John, we got kudos there for running the night yesterday. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you, Net Control. This is K8WUO, Settling Grave. We have a lot of great minds on the leadership team. A lot of awesome members. We've definitely got a pretty good group. Net Control was a lot of fun. It was my first time doing it for a set. I really enjoyed it. I couldn't really complain, and just happy to be here. So I'll pass it on back to Net Control. This is KE8WUO.
All right, KE8WUO, KE8DM, Michigan Section of the RPSC Net. Well, thank you for checking in today, and please come on back again. We're here every week at 5 o'clock, and it sounds like you had a lot of fun, and it's always good, sooner or later, it's going to be the first time to do something like that, and you survived it and actually thrived a bit. So that's good news for you. Good job. We go next to WBA, TKL, to be followed by KD9IAR. Mr. J, how you doing?
KCADLN and the Michigan ARPSC net. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Luna, J in Ypsilanti, Washtenaw County. Well, we made the effort to go and clean off the desk, find all the various antenna feed cables, and we had 5 rigs, 7 receivers, including 2 DMR channels going at once. We were able to keep tabs on all the goings-on in Monroe, Washtenaw, and Wayne County, and we signed on to each of their nets and acted as a liaison station between them all. So any traffic needed to go between them, I was standing in to go and take care of that. We were also standing by for any NTS traffic that needed to go to the Michigan traffic net or to the Southeast Michigan traffic net or just between counties. So that was also a function we were trying to provide. And about a month ago, we got the 146.74 repeater back on online with the Motorola MTR 2000 and hooked up via All-Star that's linked in with the IRA network, Independent Repeater Association. The 7.4 sits on some of the highest ground in the county, and it's on a 200-foot tower, so it has almost, not quite, quadrant coverage. So that would be something that the EOC can reach, and it covers everything from Lansing to Toledo and Detroit out to almost to Battle Creek. So it's got an enormous footprint, and it can be split off quite easily from the IRA and made a standalone independent repeater on command. So I think you were in the email that I sent about what those commands were. And the machine is capable of moving any, if you wanted to do VARA FM or MT63 or heck, even radio teletype, it'll pass those with no problem whatsoever. So we were standing by on that and making frequent announcements. If anybody had NTS traffic, we were willing to pick it up. So kept busy. It was a little congested with so many radios going at once, but you picked and choose which one was the most important at that time, and kept notes in columns on a clipboard, so I knew at what time what was going on in what nets, and if there was any interaction between the counties, I could step in and help out. So it was an enjoyable day, but had a lot of fun. WBA, TKL, back to net.
All right, WBA, TKL, KVA2 on Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Wow, that sounds like you had a lot of fun yesterday. I'm not sure that your radios and everything as you were playing around in there and participating in the set. So good stuff, and sounds quite diverse. Let's go to next to KD9IAR to be followed by KP8YDS. Mr. Dan, how's things going?
Yeah, good evening, Joe. Yeah, we did our parts on the air station at Fort Custer today. Weather was perfect. Had 290 contacts in about 4 hours we were set up. Yeah, not much else going on here. Yeah, back to Net Control, KE8DON, KE9IAR.
Well,
89 IAR. Thank you for checking in, and we appreciate your comments. Sounds like you had a nice session going on there today as well. All right, that gives us the, brings us to KC8YDF, which will bring us to the bottom of the roster for the moment. So, Mr. Rod, how are things in Saginaw?
Good evening, Max, everyone on the net tonight. This is Ron, KC8YDF, DC for Saginaw County. We participated in the SET yesterday. Had a good turnout. We had six operators that were operational from the field. We worked from our 911 communication center, from one of our local hospital emergency rooms, and also set up a remote shelter for our simulation that we had. We also had participation, good participation from the field for net check-ins for this. Had 15 operators check in to the net. We were able to contact several other surrounding counties on their repeaters, so that was good. Our Winlink operations worked as expected. Everything was up and functioning, so that worked well. We passed many Winlink messages back and forth between the different locations. Everybody checked in and checked out as required and got back home and in safe and sound, so that was good. And everything turned out well. Everybody had a good time. So it was an enjoyable Saturday. This is KC8YDF, back to net.
All right, KC8YDF, KDDON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Yeah, it sounds like your set was one of the more interesting scenarios there, with the train tracks running in front of the hospital, and this actually is a real thing. So that was a pretty neat setup overall. Good job on coming up with that exercise. All right, we are at the bottom of the roster. Let me place a call out here and see if there's anybody else who would like to join the Michigan Section ARPS CNET. If so, please call now.
At control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec with a comment. Originally didn't do. KE4 ZYQ, original comment.
All right, KE4 ZYQ. I'm marking changes from in and out to here. And so you are up to comment, sir.
Yeah, net control, this is KE4 ZYQ. I just want to say congratulations to all that participated in the Macomb County exercise Saturday, and they did a great job. And I started at 7 in the morning with a backup power supply for my base unit and attic antenna, and then I had a few HTs that I could program to several different frequencies if needed, and GMRS with the local repeater if it was to be operable. So it's nice to have the backup batteries and exercise them and practice with them and get prepared, as we all know. And just wanted to throw that out for exercise purposes, and good time to do that at least once or twice a month, even without a official exercise scenario. So back to net, and thanks for all you do from KE4ZYQ.
All right, KU4ZYQ, glad you were able to participate in that in the site yesterday, sounds like you had an interesting setup there. So good test, as you say, the three should test that out, but it was not an exercise. This is KEATON, this concessionary PSC net. Make one more call and see if there's anybody else to join them at before the close. So please call now. Alright, hearing none, we'll go ahead and close this session of the net. Looks like it'll be 27 minutes. We had a total of 11 check-ins. And so thank you very much for joining. This is Kilo, I can't talk anymore, Kilo F8, Alpha Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service. And this frequency, the normal amateur use. This is Kilo F8, Alpha Oscar November, closing session.
Thanks for running on that, Max. Keep it up for there.
Thank you for the remote, sir. KU7.